We are just days away from the Sochi Olympic Games opening ceremony. Billions have been spent. According to Vladimir Putin, 7 billion. According to everyone else, 50 billion. But I'm not here to talk numbers. Although it looks like Russia spent way too much, its economy is lagging, accusations of official embezzlement are flying, and so much is still under construction. Where will the media sleep? No one knows. I'm not here to talk numbers unless we're talking about the number of toilets the Russians put in a single stall at Sochi. Spoiler alert, it's more than one. One, of course, being the only acceptable number of toilet that should ever be in a stall. Side-by-side toilets were first discovered in the men's bathroom at the Biathlon Center, which was one thing. But now, a new pair has just been found in the ladies' room of the main media center. Dear organizing committee, we like to go to the bathroom together, but like not literally. The Russians have spent $50 billion. What, was putting up a divider between two newly built poopers going to put them in the red? Not a period joke. So far, the Sochi Organizing Committee is not commenting, leaving everyone else to speculate why. Why? Why would this be a thing ever? In the Biathlon Center, there's only one roll of toilet paper for the two seats. Oh, I'm sorry, no. You go ahead. Did I just brush my hand against yours while sitting on the toilet next to you? Are we married? I guess we're married now because this is the most intimate thing that's ever been done. Can you hold my hand? I had too much borscht. I think this is going to hurt. Guys, again, how is this a thing? I can't even pee when anyone is listening. I regularly walk to a faraway handicap bathroom just to avoid coworkers. The main reason I've never murdered anyone is because of the exposed toilets in jail cells. Also, and how can this not be said? This seems pretty gay. A private stall for two people? Two people of the same sex? What happened to the romance and anonymity of a traditional glory hole, Sochi? Oh, right. You don't have gay people. Solomon says, in the same way that the most homophobic people always turn out to be the gayest, Sochi, the most homophobic games turning out to be the gayest. Go, Canada, go! Own that podium, girlfriend! This has been another edition of Solomon Says on the Comedy Show with Joey Elias.